Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how a very rare Rolex Submariner in white gold from the 70s is the most expensive Submariner ever sold. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Emmett Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how a very rare and strange Rolex white gold prototype Submariner is now the most expensive Rolex Submariner in the world. So the watch is from the 1970s. It sold for a record-breaking $628,572, which is roughly 631,500 Swiss francs. Which makes this the most expensive Submariner ever sold at auction or in public. So the thing is, it doesn't look like a regular Submariner. It looks like, because it's a rare prototype, it kind of looks like a turnograph. It's white gold. It has a bark finish. So it's a very strange finish. It's kind of like a overly done brush finish with this texture to it. When I was in retail, I used to once a year have a client who was hard up for a watch with a bark finish, or a Rolex with a bark finish. It's a very specific look. To me, it's very ugly. There's nothing attractive about it. It's over texturized. It's weird. It's something I don't really understand. But I give Rolex the credit, because they're the only one who have the balls to pull it off. And I mean, clearly this is one of the ugliest finishes I've ever seen on a watch. It's personally not my taste, but there are people who like it. But yeah, $628,572 at auction. That's just insane. So this watch has a nipple blue dial. It has gold accents. It has Mercedes style hands. It has a date with the Cyclops over it. This watch doesn't even have a serial number. It has a very, very odd dive bezel. And it's on a bracelet that has a white gold bark finish as well. So it's just a very, very odd looking watch, because it's like a culmination between looking like almost like the bracelet because of the bark finish is something you saw on like late 70s, early 80s Rolex Presidents. And then you're seeing this sort of bezel that's a cross between a Submariner bezel and a Yachtmaster bezel and a turnograph bezel. So it's definitely not something that's common. And, you know, that raises the question, is it cool for that reason, because we've never seen anything like that before? Or is it cool because it's the most expensive Submariner ever sold? You know, that's to be determined. But actually, it was sold by Christie's auction house. The thing is, it's not even recognizable as a Submariner when you first look at it. It's very rare. There were two made with blue dials and one made with a black dial. And so, you know, this is one of the blue dials. So I'm sure in a couple of years it will beat its record even more and go over a million. That's what Rolex does. They're known for that. They continue to shatter their own, you know, records. I believe this is a first. We've never seen anything like this. The estimates on this watch were between $250,000 at the low and $500,000 at the high, and which is, you know, with this watch commanding almost 200 grand more than the high, it's pretty outstanding, especially for a watch that's so ugly. We've never seen it before. It's like an alien. But you know, I mean, now that it's got serious street cred, I'm sure the next auction will go absolutely batshit crazy bananas. So just to go over, it has a blue gloss dial with yellow gold luminous nipple, baton, and triangular numerals, magnified date window. It's 40 millimeters in size. It has a screw-down back. It has an 18-karat white gold Rolex President bracelet. N-Link Stamp 54 in concealed deployment class. It's from 1973 to be exact. It doesn't even have a serial number on this watch. There's no serial number. It is reference 1680, water resistant to 200 meters or 660 feet. But yeah, the case style and movement inside back, case back with stamped with the mark of De Genève SA and gold marks. So, I mean, I will definitely include all of the information about this watch so you can read more about it, the official information from Christie's. I didn't write an article about it. Everyone else did. So that's the reason I'm kind of only doing this podcast. And I also did a Facebook Live post as well. So if you know, find yourself on my Facebook, you can definitely, you'll find it. And I'll try and see if I can upload that as well for you, just so that you can see me talking about it physically. But yeah, it's amazing. Rolex year after year after year, it just, the demand grows. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Like the steel pieces that no one wanted to touch with a 10-foot pole like 15, 20 years ago. I mean, those pieces are some of the most coveted pieces and are the ones that are commanding, you know, north of $500,000 to $1 million. I mean, it doesn't surprise me this white gold one commanded that because of its prototype. But again, Rolex is going to definitely shatter this record as well, I have a feeling, in the future. Look out for more and more of my podcasts and my blog posts and my videos and my Facebook Live posts on, you know, stay tuned with, you know, current Rolex auctions and, you know, other topics of interest, because, you know, I think it's just amazing. Like, just when I think I can't get amazed, I get, like, completely blown away by Rolex. You can definitely reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do charge a consultation fee. It's $150. It gets you a couple calls, emails, and so on. And if you decide to purchase a watch through me or sell a watch through me, that $150 is applied towards my fee, or towards the purchase of your watch, and that fee is non-refundable, and you can PayPal me that money with the email address associated with my PayPal, which is amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can definitely visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Check out my Twitter, my Instagram. My handles for both are at amitdevhonda. As I mentioned, my Facebook Live posts are a great way of staying informed and seeing me and seeing the relevancy of what I do. So definitely check those out. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It'll get you informed and you don't have to really do much. Just sign up once and you're done. You can sign up by going to www.amitdevhonda.com/sign-up. And until next time, rock on and fly back.